Welcome back.
Yeah.
You know.
Great to have you here.
I don't know how much
not
else.
Really.
You know, if you're a listener of this podcast, I don't know how else we can deter you from tuning back into this show.
We've tried everything.
We've tried it all.
Whoa. Twin moment.
Really? Aww. Yeah. My foot really itches right now.
Itch it up, Tony.
It's like on the side. I don't know.
We've tried it all, folks.
Yeah, we've tried it all.
We've tried giving you borderline weapons.
It actually looks mildly swollen.
We've tried
was
the
I
analogies.
Sucking on it too hard or no?
You want to suck on it? I mean, I'm not opposed. You offered, man. I'm just the recipient.
I asked if I was sucking on
it too hard. Which implies that you had sucked on it in the past.
Yes, I'm a past sucker.
Full disclosure here, Dean sucks people's feet. Not their toes, but their actual feet.
Yeah.
Puts the whole foot in
the
his
soles
mouth.
Of your
know,
feet.
This Holy. Podcast is a lot like murky water, I think.
And
you don't know what you're getting into.
It's always unclear.
It's always unclear.
It's unclear
every time
it's...
you move further into it, it just gets
you
worse.
Should probably, you probably shouldn't get involved in the first place, but you
There's
do
things
anyways.
In there you don't want to discover.
You know, you can think about the basics like leeches and maybe worms or something, but then there's the unknown stuff.
Yeah, like a snapping turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a
that unknown stuff is us three.
Losing a toe or finding Tony.
We're the broken shard of glass.
Yeah.
The old used heroin needle.
Or the Topps Friendly Markets shopping bag.
Yeah.
Floating on the tree branch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to get involved. And I think that's a great way to
start. But if you've been dumb enough to wade deeper and deeper into that murky water, then you've arrived here.
Yeah.
And here's the big surprise. There's no reward.
Not even a little bit. But you know what? There could be a reward in it for you.
It could be a Topps plastic bag.
It could be.
With a broken shard of glass in it and a used hypodermic needle.
Now, though this podcast is being recorded a week in advance and there's no video involved, I can still see your ears perking through the audio. You got to fill out the survey. If you want that Topps bag, you got to fill out
and
the survey.
And apparently we're getting a winter storm in a few days. So, like last week, there is no use in me saying this at all, but do drive safe.
Yeah, stay safe out there. Yeah. But if you want a Topps Friendly Markets ripped shopping bag, a plastic one,
it will most likely smell like feces.
Yes.
Or cigarettes.
You have to fill out the survey.
Both.
Now, for those of you who are new here, the survey has been updated. It is a new, fresh survey. And it is waiting for you.
It is so great.
It is waiting for you right in the description of this podcast. So go ahead and click it and fill it out.
It's feeding at the mouth. It is waiting for you.
Now, on the rare occasion that somebody actually goes on there and fills that survey out, we will give you your reward. You just have to be brave enough to do it. So.
See, the thing is, though, the beautiful part about this is that we have zero accountability because we know for a fact none of you guys talk to each other. So even if you all filled out the survey, you know.
We don't care.
We don't. Well, number one, we don't care. And if none of you filled it out, we don't care either way. But say one of you filled it out and the other three of you are trying to figure out, did somebody win? Did somebody fill it out? Well, you're never going to know because you won't know who the other listeners are.
We'll just say, there was a winner. And then we'll just never disclose who it was because nobody actually won.
Here's the thing, actually. It goes by time. So whoever's the first one to fill it out, they win the prize.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There's never a winner. If you think about it, because we were smart enough to realize that we'll always just tell you you were the second one to fill it out, even if you were the first one.
Yeah.
And then we just keep all the gifts for ourselves, in case you're wondering.
All the goodies.
Yeah. All the good stuff.
So that Topps trash bag smells like cigarettes and feces with a bunch of crap in it. It's ours.
Yep. Ours for the taking.
You can't touch it.
Now, that being said, Tony, what's your favorite season?
Probably fall.
Fall?
Yeah.
Brian, you know what I don't understand?
What?
People who like winter.
I was talking to some guy, just passing him on the street, and I said something about, it's kind of a crappy day out or whatever. And he's like, I actually really like winter. I'm like, oh, really? He goes, yeah, should I keep walking? I go, you better.
You know, I feel like people say they like winter because it's like a personality trait of theirs. Like, they just want to be different in something. Like, you know, sometimes people say they do or like something because they just want to be different.
Because they want to be different, but they don't actually like
it. They don't actually enjoy it.
Right.
It's the same thing with winter. Who actually likes winter? Who actually goes on to like the weather app and is like, ooh, two new weather advisories. Oh, we got an ice storm coming. Nice. Well,
you know what? If you live inside and like you don't work outside, maybe if you just enjoy it for that.
But like, don't you want the option?
See, that's what I would say. Like, don't you want to be able to know that when you go home at the end of the day, regardless of whatever you do, you can sit outside on your back porch or your back deck or your front, just somewhere. You can sit out somewhere and just enjoy that nice summer breeze. Like, isn't that just great?
Yeah. And vitamin D deficiency isn't a thing in the summer, at least for the most part.
Right.
I think people who like winter the most don't have any friends to enjoy summer with. That's my theory.
I could see that, but I think the real culprit is just what Dean said, which is people are just liking it to be different.
Yeah.
It's both.
Because, like, we could sit here for the whole podcast and talk about things you like to do in the summer. I'm going to be honest. There's only one thing you can really do in the winter, and that's go out and get food. That's pretty much it.
Well, I mean, if you're, like, a skier or a snowboarder, like, if you like winter sports, which I don't, but I know people do, so I could see that.
I guess, yeah. If you like winter sports, I suppose you have grounds to stand on. But people who don't do winter sports, who just like it because it's cold, why? I can't save you.
Why?
Because you're just a liar.
Yeah, you're just lying to yourself. Yeah. Just enjoy the summer. Just admit that you like summer. It doesn't matter that it's everybody's favorite season.
We won't hate you.
It's everybody's favorite season because everybody's happier in the summer because they're not vitamin D deprived.
Yeah.
So just enjoy summer like the rest of us. Everybody know you like it.
Everybody's like miserable in the winter or just depressed in the winter, you know? It's easy to understand because you wake up some days and it's like there's no sun, it's windy, and it's cold. That's the worst possible day of winter. I could get by on a sunny day when it's cold because you know what? The sun's out, there's no wind. It's fine. It's a nice day.
It's cold, but yeah, it's
cold, but it's bearable. It's tolerable, and it's actually enjoyable because you can still feel that sun. But seriously, you get out there, the sun's hidden by the clouds.
It's not fun.
No.
Dark at 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's the other thing with the freaking time changes, which I don't even know why we do that anymore because I don't think the farmers need it.
I think we're done now. I think this is the last time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is like the last year of that. And then
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
I will say, though, getting the extra hour of sleep was pretty cool.
For one night.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Daylight savings is kind of nostalgic for me, so I to be honest, I don't really mind it. Like, if it were to stay around, I wouldn't really care. Because it getting dark that early, it's kind of nostalgic for me in a way. It's so weird to say, but I don't really mind it. It's just the overall, it just adds to winter just being sucky, though. So it's like, it's kind of a win-lose.
Well, I guess so. But here's the thing, though. Is that's really going to mess up people like who start work early because like, oh wait, will it?
Probably not, right?
I'm trying to think.
Because you're not going to wait.
When you lose the hour, right? Wait, what happens in the winter?
When you wake up, it's darker, right? Like when I wake up for work in the morning, it's like dark outside.
No, but I'm trying to think. Is it like we spring ahead, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spring ahead.
So in the spring, so you'll lose an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the winter, you get set back an hour.
Yeah.
So then it'll get darker later, which means it'll get lighter later, right?
Yes.
So I feel like, so instead of it being light at like 7, it'll be light at like 8.
No, because the days get longer too.
You know what? My brain's already confused. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it now.
It's actually starting to mess with my head, so.
Yeah, it's getting outlawed, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. This is actually going to be all technically illegal history you're learning about here.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you know that the United States banned the F word?
Really?
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. I don't know, like, the specifics of it. But apparently it's banned. So I don't know if that means it's like banned on the news.
Is this like a recent thing or?
Yeah, like within the past, I don't know, week.
You can't ban a word though. That's
what they said.
I'm fact checking this.
Go ahead. Because it's total bull.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no way.
Yeah, I just made that up.
I would have heard about this. It would have been all over rap TV. I was going to say that sounds like one of those things where you say it and it just sounds confident. Like,
yeah, I was pretty confident saying it.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, we always talk about it. You can say just about anything. And as long as you say it confidently, people will believe you.
That's actually dangerous, if you think about it.
It really is.
You could get anybody to follow you to do anything.
Did you know that when turtles are born, their babies' tongues are too long, so they have to snip them off with their teeth?
That is just on the edge. That is just on the edge of believability.
Yeah, that's just on the edge, though.
Yeah, you can. I just made that up like just now.
I know, but it was so specific.
Yeah,
and it was like it was well thought out.
Yeah,
that it feels like it came from somewhere.
Yeah, it just sounds like. Wait, really? Like,
I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah. But yeah, if you say anything with enough confidence, people will believe it.
It's the application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about applications.
Did you know that the original way that they decided the speed limits on roads was they took people in cars on the roads, like a bunch of them, and what they did is they put it like a sticker or something over the speedometer so they couldn't actually see how fast they were going.
Now, did you know? Though a staple in many men's wardrobes today, the flannel actually originated from Hoovervilles. It originated in Hoovervilles in the Great Depression when people who were homeless would put rags together and stitch them and then wear them as clothing.
Really?
Rendering a flannel.
Really?
No.
That sounds very believable, though.
Drew, you missed it. Well, I can tell you after the show, but...
Did you know that when they came up with the name for the Corvette, they just based it off the guy whose name was Vet, and they took out the A from car and put an O in it instead, and they just went with it? It was going to be the Vet car, but then they thought that was stupid, so then they came up with the Corvette, and they're like, that sounds really weird, so then they went, what if we change it to an O, and they're like, oh yeah, that's it.
Corvette. Yeah. Now, I think the original, like the actual origin of Corvette, I think there was like some sort of ship called a Corvette or something. It's like some sort of battleship.
Maybe a Spanish one?
British ship or something, I don't know.
I feel like it might be, I'm going to look it up.
I don't know, it's some sort of ship, and then they named it after that. That's actually real, but...
No, that does sound kind of familiar.
But
at least that there was some kind of a ship.
If you go into the ocean with sunburn... You're at higher risk of getting stung by a jellyfish.
It's true.
Did you know that?
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's per Kelly Blue Book.
Yep. Courtesy of the pH scale. That is a fact.
Did you know that Kelly Blue Book automatically deducts $1,000 off your car's value if you're white?
Did you know that it's illegal to install a door that pulls in Norway?
You know what? That sounds stupid, but I've heard that before.
There's no way that's true.
I swear to God,
there's no way that's true.
Obviously, it's not true, but I've heard somebody say that before.
Really?
Yes.
I just came up with that just now.
No, I swear to God, somebody said that to me once before, and I was like, really? And they're like, no, you idiot. And I'm like, oh.
Did you guys know that broccoli is artificially colored?
Do you know that bananas aren't actually yellow? Normally black.
I think I do know that. Is that real?
No.
I thought I heard something like along those lines about bananas. Bananas, they're, I don't know, they're like genetically modified to look like that.
They are. That is true. They normally have like as many seeds in them as like a watermelon.
That's weird. But yeah, just be careful with that power, because
with great power
comes great responsibility.
Did you guys know that it's legal to scare pigeons in Michigan?
Why would it be illegal is the question.
I don't know.
It just is.
You know, there's a lot of geese down in Buffalo. I don't know why, but there's just a lot of them down there.
You want to know what else is kind of a weird thing, too? Apparently, if someone's like if I'm talking to you, Tony, and Drew comes over and just hands me something, I'm just going to take it from him. Like that, it's like a psychology thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chip was telling me about it.
I think that would make sense, though.
Because like Chip's sister was talking to Chip's dad at one point, and he just walked up to her and like handed her a chair, and she just took it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just handed her a chair.
I think it's grease. I think if you flip someone off in Greece, it's like waving hello to somebody.
No, there is some part of the world where giving somebody the middle finger is like...
That's so weird.
I think also, maybe it is Greece. They giving someone a thumbs up is like the middle finger there.
Yeah.
And it's like the opposite.
That's so weird,
isn't it?
That'd be kind of weird though, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You know it'd be kind of weird?
What's that?
We wrap this one up.
Wouldn't be weird. It'd just be, you know, a sign of our deteriorating ability to give a sh-
I think our crowd would thank us, actually. Liberating them from
as
this
if,
torture.
As if they actually listened this far in the first place.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A whole 15 minutes? I wouldn't.
No.
That's a tall order.
Yeah.
That's a really tall order.
Yeah, that's an order you know you can't fulfill.
No. Not even a little bit.
Well, hopefully you guys also have the ice storm coming up because... Yeah. We're going to need you back here on Monday. So
don't eat too much fast food. Yeah. No particular reason, just don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. I actually had 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches today for
lunch. You're probably going to get cancer now, so.
I might already have it.
And while you're at it, stay away from red M&Ms, too, because that's cancer-causing, I think.
Yeah. Where the hell? Did you just make that up?
No, that's
people believe in that.
What people believe in, yeah.
Because red food coloring or something.
Really?
Yeah. Life's way too short to believe in that.
There's people out there that freak out because of that.
So. Like, everybody's out here running around about microplastics and all this. It's like, just eat the friggin' burger. Like, what is your problem?
Who knows? All right, let's call it. See ya.
See ya.